Isaiah chapter 52. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, Jerusalem, the holy city, for thenceforth shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, sit down, Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith Jehovah, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord Jehovah, my people went down at the first into Egypt to sojourn there, and Assyria oppressed them without cause. And now, what have I here, saith Jehovah, that my people hath been taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Jehovah, and continually all the day is my name scorned. Therefore my people shall know my name, therefore shall they know in that day that I am he that saith, here am I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that announceth glad tidings, that publisheth peace, that announceth glad tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. The voice of thy watchmen, they lift up the voice, they sing aloud together, for they shall see eye to eye when Jehovah shall bring again Zion. Break forth, sing aloud together, waste places of Jerusalem, for Jehovah comforteth his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem. Jehovah hath made bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from thence, touch not what is unclean, go out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of Jehovah. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight, for Jehovah will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and be very high. As many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the children of men, so shall he astonish many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them shall they see, and what they had not heard shall they consider.